Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I want to do something that I've never done before. I want to do a 30-day challenge with you. And I believe that you're going to have some crazy results by your faith in the next 30 days if you do this challenge with me. And, you know, I'm doing partially I'm doing this because I have some things I'm believing God for. And God's given me a key. And I believe that as I'm ministering today, God's also going to give it to you as well. But let me read you this this powerful quote that I heard. Faith is engaging the word to enforce the delivery of your desire. And the Bible says in Psalm 119, 130, the entrance of your words give life. It gives understanding to the simple. You know, the Bible has the answer to every single one of life's problems. Do you have a problem in your health? The word has the answer. Do you have a problem in your finance? The word has the answer. Is there a problem in your emotions? In your anything? Did you go through trauma? Did you go through something? The word of God has the remedy for all of life's problems. And so, if you have a problem in life, you have a lack of understanding in an area that the word would shed light on had you engaged the word. So the challenge is that I want to help you to reach the potential or to start on the path to reach your potential for what God has for you. Many of you listening, you've heard teaching on asking God in faith. You've heard teaching on sowing your seed in faith. And actually, a lot of you are doing that and have done that. But there's many people that ask themselves, well, where's my breakthrough? Where's my miracle? Where's the thing I'm believing God for? And I want to tell you a missing link that you may have in this whole process is that you have to actually engage the word of God daily to enforce the delivery of your miracle, of your breakthrough. You know, you need to let the word of God rise up in your spirit, man, so that it is your meditation. So that it is the overwhelming thought. You know, the devil tries his hardest to put an overwhelming thought in your mind, to put an overwhelming thought, you know, of doubt, of unbelief, of, you know, you'll never achieve it. You're not as good as that person. Oh, well, they got that miracle because it's them. It's not you. The devil tries his best to exalt these vain imaginations, his own version of, you know, what he wants to brainwash you with. And God has given you every answer to every single one of life's problems in the word. And he said, I've given you this. All you have to do is engage the word every single day. And the Bible says that the recipe for success is to meditate in the word day and night. Do you want to have good success? Meditate in the word day and night. Well, what is meditation? You know, for me, I realized what meditation was after I had been doing it for a long time. And I just thought, man, I just like preaching to myself sometimes. But I've actually done it for since I was a kid. I would start thinking about a scripture. You know, for the first time, I think I was maybe like 12 or 13, and I was thinking about how I would preach a salvation message if I got the opportunity to preach a salvation message to the kids in my middle school class. And I was preaching, you know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to get to the Father, you have to go by him. There's no other gods. There's no other ways. And I was preaching in, you know, John 3:16, and I was ministering inside of my head, you know, but it actually came from my spirit, man, and that was meditation. And I was meditating on the word, preaching it to myself. And so I realized, I thought that was just because I was called to the ministry. But actually, that's meditation, that you're meditating on the word and that you're muttering the word and that you're speaking out the word. But that's not all faith is. There's also a doing of the word part. So, you know, faith is not throwing something in the wishing well and saying, all right, God, I did my part. Let's see if you do yours. That's extremely arrogant. So faith is, God, we're working together. We're working together to manifest this miracle in my life. You know, I'm coming to your word. First of all, Jesus is the word. He was the word made flesh. So Jesus, I'm coming to you and to your word, and together we're enforcing the delivery of that desire, the delivery of that godly desire that I have, that I want that I want an open door into ministry. God, I want, you know, I want the spouse that you have for me. God, I want the home that you have for me. I want the car that you have for me. I don't want anything less than your best for me, God. So let me start though at the basics though, because you know, a lot of people miss it here. And you have to look at your heart first. So in your heart, is there anything in there that's offensive to the Lord? Is there unforgiveness towards anyone? Is there a bad attitude towards, you know, there's this saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you. You know, a lot of times people get a bad attitude towards their job and they're like, oh, you know, they don't appreciate me here. You know, look how little they pay me, or, oh, la, 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 you know. And meanwhile, God's like, the only way I can get blessing to you is by blessing the work of your hands. And you don't even appreciate the avenue of blessing I've given to you. So what am I supposed to do with that? You know, and God, you know, God looks at the heart. So God's judging the heart attitude. Man looks on the outward appearance. So people, you can fool people. But God looks at the heart. God's looking, what is the attitude of your heart as you're working? You know, if are you really doing it unto the Lord, or are you doing it because you have the fear of man? You don't want to disappoint anybody, but you also have actually on the inside a really bad attitude about how you feel about working there. Well, let me tell you right now, you're going to hit a ceiling very, very quickly of where you can be blessed in your life if you despise the avenue of blessing, which is your job, which is your work. So if God's giving you a job, then you better say, thank you, Lord, for this job. Thank you, Lord, for my boss. Even if I don't like him, I'm going to thank you, Lord, for my boss. Thank you that you've given me a generous avenue of blessing. And you know, this is the thing, you know, my pastors have taught us this, is that your job is not your source. God's your source. Your job is just one avenue of blessing to you. And you know, a couple of months ago, the Lord really helped me with this. You know, we work for RMI. So God showed me, he said, you know what? RMI is your partner. RMI is your biggest partner, actually. That's your partner. I have many ways of getting blessing to you. But begin thanking me for your partners. Begin thanking me. You know, we don't have, ministry partners per se, but, you know, people bless us. And, you know, as we engage our faith, engage the word, you know, and we say, Lord, we've got a vacation coming up, or Lord, you know, we need a new vehicle, or Lord, you know, we need our house paid off. And God's done all of those things. And so we have engaged the word, but I realized that, you know, where a lot of people miss it and where it's an easy trap to fall in, is to get unthankful for your main avenue of blessing, which is your work, which is your job. And so when you're not even thankful for what God's already doing, how can he then do more? So you can't even enter God's presence without thankfulness. So if you can't even go into his presence, How are you gonna petition him for something greater than what you have already? So sort out your heart. And we've done a lot of teaching on that. You can go, I think there was one called Fix Your Heart or something like that. You can go listen to that and make sure you clear your heart. Make sure you don't have unforgiveness in your heart. First of all, that'll keep you out of heaven. So make sure you don't have any blockages in your heart towards anybody. And then. So once you've sorted out your heart, you make that there's nothing that can stop you from receiving properly from the word. Now you can engage the word. Now you engage your faith by going into the word daily. And I heard this said by Kenneth Hagin. He said, when you study the word, it's important to not just open your Bible and study the word, but it's important to study from teachers that have been taught by the Holy Ghost specific things. So don't just open up your Bible, but open up an anointed book and open up something that where a man of God has gotten a revelation on the word where he can teach. You know, it's important to be taught the word of God. You know, you can read and you should always, you know, read all the way through the Bible at some point in your life or several times through, because there's things in there that you'll never find if you're just, you know, cherry picking through. And I'm a big proponent of reading all the way through the word, but there needs to be a time when you're getting taught God's word also, that you're letting the word of God teach you, and from a teacher that's you know, anointed to do that. So, you know, to grab a Kenneth Hagin book, you know, grab Dr. Rodney Howard Brown book, grab, you know, I've been reading Bishop David Oyedepo actually on the subject of faith. And there's a powerful book. And this is actually something I read and I want to share it with you because it helped me. so much. But it says this: faith is not making God responsible for the happenings. Faith is sharing responsibility with God in the light of scriptures to create your desired future. You have a part to play. It's only after you've played that part that you commit him to play his part. So when you go into the scriptures and you say, God, this is what I desire, and this, you know, you could find five books on the subject that you need help in an area, five anointed books. And if you need help, follow me on Instagram. I can help you with that. You know, send me a message on Instagram. But there's not a lack of teaching of God's word in any particular area. There's light. There's plenty of light that can be shed, you know, inside of your spirit man to help you get the desired results. So I want to challenge you to take the next 30 days. And I mean, seriously, take the next 30 days from whenever you listen to this podcast and start engaging the word, like properly engaging the word. And if you need to take time away from other things that would normally take up a lot of your time, then do that. But if you want to see, if you want to look around in 30 days from now and see a very different surrounding, I want to tell you, this is a surefire way to do that. Take the next 30 days and engage the word, get anointed books, get anointed, teaching, be listening to that. Faith comes by hearing. But you also need to put the word before your eyes. The Bible says, keep the word before your eyes, keep it in the middle of your heart. It'll be life to those who find it, health to all their flesh. Very important that you put the word of God in your eyes. I heard this said by a preacher. He said, the word is like a really good meal, you know, it feeds your spirit. But when you think about that really good meal that you had, it's not the same thing as when you were eating it, right? You're just remembering, oh yeah, that steak was so good. Those potatoes were really good. I love that gravy. But so just thinking about that meal doesn't do the same thing. It's not like nourishing you. And it's the same with the word. When you open up the word and you look at the word, it does have a different effect. When you put it in your eyes, it does have a different effect because that's how you're feeding your spirit man. So don't just remember the good meal that you had from the word one time. Open up the Bible and feed your spirit man that meal again. And I'm going to tell you, God, you'll be reading a scripture that you've read a million times. And, you know, and this happens to me, like I'll read, you know, Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we were healed. And I'm like, whoa, we were healed by the stripes. Wow. Oh my goodness. You know, we were healed. And I'll like go tell my husband like this revelation I'm having. And he's like, yep. but he gets it. Like he knows, like sometimes you just get that revelation because that's what the Holy Ghost does. And it's because you've been putting a scripture. And especially when it pertains to the situation that you're in. So if you need healing, don't let the devil lie to you and say, oh, well, you've read all the healing scriptures. So if you were going to get it, you would have got it by now. And if you need a breakthrough and your friend says, oh, you've heard all the good teaching on finances. So it would even be a lack of faith to just try to be, you know, looking again. So if you were going to get it, you would have already gotten it by now. That's a total lie from the pit of hell. So take the next 30 days, engage God's word daily. I guarantee you, you're going to see a very different result. I can't wait to hear your testimony. Write it to me on Instagram. If you are a mother or soon to be mother or a woman, please go ahead and get my book, Birth with Joy. It's on Amazon. It's available on Amazon. And if you've already purchased it, please leave a review. So that really helps me to make sure it keeps circulating, keeps it high up in the search engine. But this is a book that's literally just the word of God on, really, you could apply it to almost every area of your life, but particularly I did the confessions, and everything is for fruitfulness and for, for pregnancy, for childbirth, confessing the word, practical things as well for women as pertaining to how God created your body, and it'll give you a lot of confidence that you can do it. So in removing fear. Removing the fear that surrounds childbirth, pregnancy, conception, everything. So if you know somebody that needs that book, go ahead and send that to them. So But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you to all the listeners that write to us and let us know that these podcasts have been encouraging to you. It really, really is. It's encouraging to hear that. So have an amazing, amazing day. We'll see you soon.